Now have a young person drop rocks onto the moonscape. When it hits, the energy of the falling rock is transferred to the powdery surface, and voila, impact crater. Instead of just doing it at random, though, have your young person drop one rock from a height of 2 feet, another from 4 feet, and another from 6 feet. You'll find that the craters change shape depending on the energy of the incoming meteorite. Higher energy impacts make wider craters, with debris shooting out from their centers in what are called rays. Smaller ones look like little volcanoes. Throwing a stone at an angle makes an oblong crater. Afterward, take a look at the moon again through binoculars when it rises. You may have a better sense of what all those pockmarks really are.